This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Good evening and welcome to another Celebrating Our Musical Future. I'm David Ozenberg, your host. Each week at this time, this unique program, unlike any on any classical station in the country, brings you concerts and music events and performances that take place at the top music conservatories, universities, and colleges in this country. Tonight, we're very happy once again to head just up the road a bit to New Brunswick, New Jersey, the New Brunswick campus of Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey, and the Mason Gross School of the Arts, and feature the Rutgers Symphony Orchestra, one of the longest, if not actually the longest, participating partner in this program celebrating our musical future. The mission of the music department at the Mason Gross School of the Arts is to develop well-educated professional musicians who have a deep historical and theoretical understanding of all aspects of music, with access to the resources of a music conservatory situated within a nationally ranked research university. Students receive traditional, well-grounded conservatory training and preparation for the ever-changing world of the arts. The music department's 35 full-time and 100 part-time faculty include principals and members of the New York Philharmonic, the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, and the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra, among other distinguished ensembles. Approximately 500 students are enrolled in the department's 7 degree programs: Bachelor of Music, Bachelor of Arts, Master of Music, Master of Arts, Artist Diploma, Doctor of Philosophy, and Doctor of Musical Arts. The Rutgers Symphony Orchestra is composed of musicians enrolled in the undergraduate and graduate music programs at Mason Gross School of the Arts. Its annual concert season includes 6 symphonic programs, 1 main stage opera, and 2 popular programs. The orchestra aims to prepare students for professional careers as orchestral musicians by tackling major symphonic repertoire. In recent seasons, that has included, and we have broadcast, symphonic works of Mahler, Strauss, Beethoven, and Brahms. The orchestra hosts student composition readings and recordings every season. In addition, its annual concerto competition provides winners solo performance opportunities the following season. It is the flagship ensemble of the Mason Gross Instrumental Program. It has played under distinguished visiting maestros and played with an array of distinguished soloists. They've performed at Carnegie Hall, Avery Fisher Hall, New York's Symphony Space, and the New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark. They have also recorded on the Naxos label, and of course their concerts are broadcast here on this program. For all these broadcasts of the Rutgers Symphony Orchestra that we have brought you over the years, they are led by Maestro Kynan Johns. Maestro Johns is conductor and director of orchestras at Mason Gross School of the Arts, a protege of the late Maestro Lauren Mazel. He has served as resident conductor at the Palau de la Arts Reina Sofia in Valencia, Spain, to both Mazel and Zubin Mehta. He's conducted the Israel Philharmonic, Rotterdam Philharmonic, Cleveland Orchestra, Vienna Chamber Orchestra, Philharmonica de Scala, Netherlands Radio Symphony Orchestra, Sydney Symphony Orchestra, and the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. In opera, he's conducted at London's Covent Garden and Italy's La Scala. He was awarded the inaugural Centenary Medal by the Australian government for his service to music and has won many international competitions, including the Metropolis and the Mazel Villar. And we're going to hear Maestro Johns lead his Rutgers Symphony Orchestra from a concert given last September at the Nicholas Music Center, the Mason Gross Performing Arts Center on the Douglas campus in New Brunswick, New Jersey, of Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey. And the 2 works on the first half are music that we're more accustomed as Americans to hearing in the middle of the year rather than the beginning of the year in a warmer month. In other words, on the 4th of July. The first work in the program I've always scratched my head about as to why this is a staple at 4th of July concerts. Like so many armies throughout history, the great French army of Napoleon, over 700,000 strong, was conquered by the sheer enormity and vastness of Russia, unable to sustain their supply lines during freezing winters and over such distances. The army had no choice but to retreat. The War of 1812 was a great victory for the Russian Empire and marked a turning point that would see the eventual defeat of Napoleon. In celebration of the monumental victory, Tsar Alexander I commissioned the construction of the Cathedral of Christ the Savior in Moscow, where Tchaikovsky's famous overture would be performed almost a century later. The aptly named 1812 Overture, commissioned by Nikolai Rubinstein in 1880 as the cathedral was about to be completed, was written in just 6 weeks by Tchaikovsky. Perhaps due to the ambitious planning and a score calling for many auxiliary percussion parts, including live cannons,
The work wasn't premiered until 1882. The overture paints a vivid picture of the French invasion and the eventual Russian triumph. It begins with the Eastern Orthodox hymn, O Lord, Save Thy People, drawing a parallel to the Russian citizens' fear of the approaching invasion. As Napoleon's forces move into Russia, the French anthem La Marseillaise enters, escalating and clashing with Russian folk melodies. The intensity builds to a triumphant finale by introducing a last hymn, God Save the Tsar, as the Russian people triumph over the seemingly invincible force of Napoleon. To begin this concert given by the Rutgers Symphony Orchestra, led by Maestro Kynan Johns, the well-known 1812 Overture by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. Open this concert and this Celebrating a Musical Future, where we once again shine the spotlight on Rutgers University and the Mason Gross School of the Arts and the Rutgers Symphony Orchestra, led by their director Kynan Johns, from a concert given last September. Very familiar music of Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky, his 1812 Overture. I said both works on this first half of this program are works we're more used to hearing maybe around the 4th of July. And rather than go to a Russian for our patriotic inspiration, we now turn to one of the great American composers and one of the iconic American works. It's truly a challenge to identify a more idiosyncratic opening to a piece of music than the wailing clarinet glissando that brings in the orchestra and sets the tone for Rhapsody in Blue's unique character. A favorite of all music listeners, it's hard to imagine that George Gershwin wrote this piece in only a few weeks. In 1931, Gershwin elaborated on his inspiration for Rhapsody, telling his biographer, "It was on the train, with its steely rhythms, its rattledy-bang, that is so often stimulating to a composer. I frequently hear music in the heart of the noise, and there I suddenly heard, and even saw on paper, the complete construction of the Rhapsody, from beginning to end. No new themes came to me, but I worked on the thematic material already in my mind and tried to conceive the composition as a whole. I heard it as sort of a musical kaleidoscope of America, of our vast melting pot, of our unduplicated national pep, of our metropolitan madness. By the time I reached Boston, I had a definite plot of the piece, as distinguished from its actual substance." The piece was commissioned by the legendary band leader Paul Whiteman for an all-jazz concert entitled An Experiment in Modern Music. Held in Aeolian Hall in New York City, the 1924 premiere featured Gershwin on the piano with jazz ensemble accompaniment. The orchestral transcription by the pianist and lead arranger of the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, Ferdy Groffé, evolved in several stages during subsequent years. The version usually performed today is the one that was premiered at a memorial concert following Gershwin's death in 1937 and published in 1942. And of course, it calls for a solo pianist. And our soloist tonight will be renowned pianist Daniel Epstein, who received international recognition in 1973 with his performance and recording of the Yellow River Concerto with Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra prior to that orchestra's historic trip to China. He's a graduate of the Juilliard School, winner of many awards and prizes. He's appeared as guest soloist with major symphony orchestras, has given recitals in major cities throughout the world, complemented by masterclasses and intense seminars for pianists. As a pianist and founding member of the Raphael Trio since 1975, Epstein has performed most of the piano trio repertoire. He's collaborated with many top-name string quartets and chamber ensembles and musicians and soloists. He's a member of the piano faculties of Manhattan School of Music and Rutgers University Mason Gross School of the Arts, and is the co-founder and director of the Raphael Trio Chamber Music Workshop in Wilton, New Hampshire. He is our soloist in George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. The Rutgers Symphony Orchestra is led by Maestro Kynan Johns. Pianist Daniel Epstein, and his soloist, the well-known Rhapsody in Blue by George Gershwin, performed by the Rutgers Symphony Orchestra, led by their director, Maestro Kynan Johns, from a concert given last September in Nicholas Music Center at the Mason Gross Performing Arts Center at the Douglas Campus in New Brunswick, New Jersey, of Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey. One major work on the second half, one of the most lush, romantic-sounding symphonies ever to be penned, music of Rachmaninoff in a moment. You're listening to Celebrating Our Musical Future. I am David Ozenberg. This unique program is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org.